Welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, August 11th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of industry and manufacturing news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin, starting off with our first headline.
Dawson Geophysical Company purchases ultralight seismic land nodes from Geospace Technologies. Geospace Technologies Corporation and Dawson Geophysical Company jointly announced the first major sale of the Geospace Pioneer ultralight seismic land node to Dawson, a geophysical services provider. The estimated value of the agreement is expected to reach approximately $24 million based on current contract terms. The delivery of Pioneer will begin in the third quarter of 2025. Geospace Technologies President and CEO Rich Kelly highlighted the high data quality output and operational efficiency gains of the Pioneer nodes. Dawson's president and CEO, Tony Clark, expressed confidence in the investment to increase channel count and improve operational efficiencies with the lightweight equipment. The Pioneer node, weighing less than 0.5 kilograms, offers precise, high-resolution survey data with an exclusive quick-deploy feature and a proprietary 5Hz geophone for better image quality. For more information, visit Geospace's website. Recircle Ontario's inaugural sustainability report shows nearly 27,000 tons of food waste diverted from landfills in California. Recircle Ontario, a leader in organic waste recycling, announced its inaugural sustainability report for 2024, showcasing the diversion of nearly 27,000 tons of food waste from California landfills. The company's efforts align with state laws and national goals to reduce food waste by 50% by 2030. Through innovative strategies, Recircle Ontario repurposed waste into recycled products like animal feed and biofuel, achieving a total greenhouse gas avoidance of 13,861 metric tons. With a focus on low-carbon energy and fuel consumption, the company operates a dedicated site and fleet of trucks for seamless integration. Recircle Ontario collaborates with 10-plus recycling partners and serves over 100 customers in Southern California, supported by advanced traceability systems and a lab for quality assurance. For more information, visit recircleorganics.com. ES Gold Corp, EQBSAUF, mining operation in Quebec shows open potential for revenues. ES Gold Corp is revitalizing the Montauban mine site in Quebec with plans to extract revenues from mineral recovery. The company aims to launch tailings cleanup next year, using the funds to explore the mineral system further. With 265 mining claims covering 13,116 hectares, ES Gold is gearing up for revenue generation at the historic Montauban Mine Project. Stay updated on ESAF News in the company's newsroom. For more information on Mining Newswire and its services, visit miningnewswire.com.
Hydromer, Inc. reports preliminary unaudited financial results for the quarter ended June 30, 2025. Hydromer, Inc., a leader in hydrophilic, thromboresistant, and antimicrobial coating technologies for medical devices, reported preliminary unaudited financial results for the quarter ended June 30, 2025. The company generated $0.94 million in revenue, a 14% increase from the same period in 2024. Despite a net loss of $38,000 due to legal and professional matters, as well as expenses for facility and equipment upgrades, CEO Michael E. Torti remains optimistic. He sees these expenses as strategic investments for future growth, innovation, and market expansion. Hydromer continues to focus on advancing its product pipeline, forming new partnerships, and driving operational efficiency to achieve long-term success.
Under Armour says tariffs will cut profit in half in 2025. Under Armour expects tariffs to reduce its profitability by around 50% this year, with Chief Executive Kevin Plank revealing the impact to analysts. the sportswear company plans to offset the costs by increasing prices and refining its product range to position itself as a more premium brand. Prices for its tech t-shirt have already risen to $25, and a $45 hat is now available. Despite a 4% revenue decrease in the first quarter, the company is making progress with improved gross margins and a more focused product lineup. However, challenges remain as sales continue to lag behind previous years, and competition from trendier brands like Hoka and On poses a threat to Under Armour's market position. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like NewsWhoseworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.